When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Groundhog Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest and easiest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. So, hey, welcome to February. And as always, keeping us on the air would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. And I just brought him in immediately because we have coined a new weather phrase. Because it is a snowy Sunday morning down in Radio Land. That would be in the Bellevue area. But up here in Monroe, Salton area, visible snowflakes, visible snow in Factoria. But up here in Monroe, Salton area, the best I'm getting so far is visible rain. I have visible rain, which means I'm not quite at a mix yet, but every once in a while I can see a raindrop. But I was telling Nathan earlier that I did do a session yesterday. Cute little black lab puppy. But I asked the weather angels to please, keep the snow away from between me and my client's home, so I could get down there and get back after dark and not have to deal with anything. And it was wonderful. I did see on the news later last evening that there was mixed snow and a number of areas around here, but nothing on the path that I was traveling. So Nathan reminded me that I probably ought to tell the weather angels that they can stop protecting us from the snow and give me some snow, because I have to say. But it's February, Nathan, and I haven't even really seen a snowflake this winter. And, the kid part of me kind of wants to see some snow and have a little snow. And I know Robbie Golden would love to zoom around in the snow. He turns into a puppy again, when it snows, he zooms.
Oh, Abby loves it, too.
Yeah. And I don't know, most dogs, I notice with Robbie, the colder it gets, the higher his energy is when he's outside. And I think that must be Mother Nature, helping them stay warm. But yeah, when it gets really cold, he gets really energetic.
So, well, same with Nathan. Us, too. I mean, we're looking at the snow here, and I don't know about you, but I'm really excited and uplifted to see snow falling from the sky. And you can even see in the camera there, even though it doesn't do it much justice, but the snow for a while there was falling nice and gracefully. There wasn't really any wind to blow it around. It looked just like a really nice snow globe going west over Lake Washington. And can't really see the Seattle skyline because of the snow fogginess, but we know it's there and looks absolutely beautiful.
Well, yeah, and the nice thing is now, see, from the studio cameras that look out the window, the studio's in Factoria and looks west, as, you regulars will know. But we're in the Newport Corporate Center, and the Newport Tower, the building that we're in, the big copper-colored one, in the T-Mobile complex, we're on the top of the hill. So we look down and you can see the top of the T-Mobile buildings in front of you, Nathan. They're all white. They're covered with snow. So you actually do have some snow there.
So this is kind of going along with what Punxsutawney Phil maybe said, you know.
I was going to say, speaking of seeing what you can see, I don't think there's any shadows today. Is there? Certainly not here.
Well, not here, but the official Phil saw his shadow this year, and that means we're going to have an extra long winter. So here comes our snow, and then looking out into the forecast, it's showing chances of snow showers throughout this entire week. So, you know, we're getting this winter sticking around here for sure.
Well, all that kind of makes sense. But see, I've always wondered, does that weather prediction when Punxsutawney Phil, you know, comes out, which was obviously earlier today because, you know, they're 3 hours ahead of us, and he sees his shadow or doesn't see his shadow, does that apply to the whole country or just to the East Coast? And, you know, because you could make a case either way. So because here, if now I don't even know. Do we have groundhogs here?
Oh, wow. The snow is really coming down now. Sorry, I keep getting distracted.
But if groundhog came out here, there's no shadow today. So that would mean an early spring. But it is snowing as we speak. And I think the idea is that that's supposed to be kind of a general prediction for all of us. So anyway, Punxsutawney Phil did, in fact, are you saying officially, Nathan, the official report is Pux saw his shadow. So we have 6 more weeks of winter.
Yes, he did.
Well, okay, there you go. I guess that's all you need to know today is that it was 6 more weeks of winter. And apparently it's starting right now with the snow.
And that comes to us from Gobbler's Knob in Pennsylvania. So I don't know of any other Punxsutawney Phils out there, so I would ask the one.
Yep. Okay. So it sounds like 6 more weeks of winter. And I guess we should. So Nathan, if I've heard correct weather reports, I think in one weather reporter put it well, saying something like, well, it's not going to be the kind of snowstorm that, you know, closes you in at home or shuts you down at home and you can't go anywhere or any of that. It's just going to be a short thing and over with. So I think there was, you know, snow today and maybe tonight or whatever. What's the latest weather report? What are we expecting in our area?
Yeah, as far as accumulations go, I'm seeing nothing more than 1/2 inch each day. So whatever is going to come down is just going to stay for a little bit, then go away, then it'll come back and repeat the process. But temperatures throughout the entire week, we're going to be having a mix of kind of rain and snow showers are scattered throughout the day, and temperatures up to 41 degrees with overnight lows mid-20s or so. So not too frigid out there.
Well, but that's
enough
all
to get it the snow to start falling.
That may be depend on perspective. Because I was going to tell you, if I mess up today or something, you can chalk it up to interrupted sleep patterns, among other things. But it has been it's been really cold up here. And for about the last 2 weeks, the majority of time, it is going, you know, it gets colder here than it does down where you are, Nathan, so it's been going down enough below 27 degrees, which is the temperature that hummingbird nectar freezes at. It's been going down below that at night, far enough to freeze hummingbird feeders. So I only have one hummingbird heater, a feeder heater. Then that's my main feeder in the back, but I have front yard birds and backyard birds. So Nathan, what I've been having to do is, you know, bring the feeders, the unheated feeders indoor, you know, after dark, bring them in. And then I've been getting up at first light to put them back out again. And man, those sometimes I'm just right on the timing because I'm walking out the door with the hummingbird feeder hanging up, and the birds just woke up, and one almost crashed into me the other morning. You know, was there right waiting for the food.
That'd be a wake up call.
But you know, I am not an early morning person, as you all know, so I don't ever get up at first light. Unless there's something going on that I have to, but at any rate, so I've been, you know, getting up at first light, putting the feeders out, and then going back to bed. But I have to say, today, which didn't matter because I was getting up anyway, and yesterday were the first 2 days that it didn't get cold enough to freeze the feeders, so I didn't have to go out at first light. But that's just yesterday and today. So, and on my weather app, at least on my phone, it says the temperatures are really going down this week. And I don't know if my phone weather report is correct or not, but last night it was saying that we were going to get down to around 20 degrees.
Yeah, I was looking at your overnight lows in your area, and they are in the low 20s, so... You're right that it is definitely chillier up there than it is over here. Even 5 degrees makes a big difference.
Yep. So like the lowest temperature at night it shows up here would be next Thursday would be 21 degrees. But they're saying 24, 25, 21, 27. Yep. So it looks like I'm going to be getting up at first light for a while.
Oh. But,
well, you know, I can't. My Hummers, you know, they're spoiled. And they have to have, you know, first. And then I was thinking, well, you know, even if they don't freeze, the nectar's really cold. Maybe I should just get up anyway and put feeders, you know, keep them in the house at night. And at least they'd have then indoor room temperature nectar to drink in the morning. You know, I mean, maybe they need a hot toddy to get going in the morning. I don't know. But anyway, there we go.
Just like us having our hot cup of coffee in the morning or hot cup of tea or whatever.
All right. And
gotta
then,
get
so
it
just,
in the morning.
Yep. And but being as that it's getting so cold, being as that, you know, we may have a little snow here or there. You know, when we go through this winter stuff, it is important to keep in mind your own animal friends. Like I've had to really make sure that Robbie had access to water because, you know, everything's frozen up. Outside, so his water bowl has been frozen, yeah, for a couple of weeks now. Well, it thawed yesterday, but so I have to make sure he gets to the indoor water enough. My outdoor other critter water is my fountain in the back, and it's a closed system, but it's circulating water, so it has not gotten cold enough to start freezing that because the water's moving so much. But I've got the cooker ready to go, and that's of course the thing I take out there and plug in and stick in the water that keeps it from freezing. So, you know, make sure that everybody has water access. That includes your domestic animal friends as well as the wildlife that lives around you. Make sure everybody's got some water to drink. That's important, especially when it gets frozen, to get something out for them. And then I think the biggest concern for our domestic animals would be dogs. And as cold as it's been, there's a lot of de-icing going on. So you got to be, you know, a little careful about, especially if you live in the city, if, you know, you're de-icing sidewalks or roads and something. So you got to be a little careful about what you let your dog walk through and then lick off of their paws and stuff later. So make sure you're paying attention that they don't get exposed, you know, to toxic stuff. And of course, antifreeze, you know, the big issues there. And you know, if you've got a coated dog that has a lot of hair and we do get cold and snow, then you have, when you take them out, they can get frozen snowballs, you know, on their feet and in their hair and stuff. So, you know, you want to just get on your winter radar for paying attention to your indoor and outdoor animal friends and that they're all safe, warm, have shelter, water, all that good stuff. Anything else you can think of, Nathan, we ought to be reminding people to be doing right now?
Maybe it's something about, like, if they are taking their dogs out into the snow, how long does it maybe take for their little paws to, you know, get cold and start bothering them and stuff like that?
Well, you know, most dogs really like the snow, you know, so they're not going to complain. I remember when I did have a coated dog that was my first dog, Scampi, my poodle. You know, he'd get hair growing on his feet and his legs. So if he was out in the snow for very long, pretty soon he'd have snowballs all over. Not never bothered him. He was fine. He'd keep going. But I always made sure when he came back in that it all thawed out okay and so forth. I think you just have to be wise. It depends on, you know, the breed, the age, you know, healthy. You know, their body temperature is higher than ours anyway. Normal dog's temperature is 101, 102 or so. And so they can tolerate a lot more than we can.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm amazed at when it's been as cold as it is, it doesn't bother Robbie a bit. He wants to be out there no matter what. And he just gets more energetic and acts more like a puppy when it's colder. You know, but he's in a golden retriever suit, so he has a nice heavy fur coat. Other dogs, especially those that have single coats like Dobermans and stuff, they need usually sweaters and jackets. But I think just be wise, and especially if you're de-icing stuff, that's the thing to be really careful about in their feet.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think we're good.
Yep.
So anyway, you're faring well. How's your condo doing in the winter?
Oh, it's doing great.
You're parentless out here. So how's Nathan doing?
Hey, I've been doing just fine in the condo. Been doing some cooking and trying out some things. Well, I mean, not really trying them out, but HelloFresh, if you've heard of that, I recently
got a little
subscription to them. Yeah, so I had about like four different HelloFresh meal kits come in, and so I've been learning how to cook all those things. So I've been doing stuff like a turkey biscuit pot pie and mango salsa pork tacos and bulgogi beef meatballs. And
okay, so I have a question, because I always wonder about those services. I know some services you can order stuff and it comes to you already prepared and ready, and you like heat it up and you got dinner in, you know, 20 minutes or something. But I think HelloFresh do they send you the ingredients for fresh ingredients, but and then instructions when you have to make it all? Is that how it works? Tell us how does HelloFresh work?
Yeah, so they give you all the ingredients you need in the quantity that you'll need. So, like, let's say if you're, for instance, I was making the turkey biscuit pot pie, it came with 2 carrots and then like a couple celeries, and so basically everything you need to do all the chopping up and everything is
now, pot pie, you'd have to make a crust. How did they handle that?
So they actually did a biscuit pot pie, which is a little bit different. So you did the filling at the bottom, and then you put the biscuits on top, and then you baked it with the biscuits on top.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, but what they do is they send you everything you need. It's already in its packet. It hasn't been like altered yet, so you need to do all like the mixing or the chopping and preparation of the stuff, but you have all the ingredients.
So they send you the recipe and instructions and all the ingredients.
Yep. And
now, so do you you order a certain number of meals at a time?
So you can do I believe how many people you want to serve and how many meals per week you want. So I did a 2 people. Well, 2 people is the minimum you can do. Did 4 meals for the week. So basically what I did was I would have dinner and then save the rest for lunch the next day.
And then does it, do you keep those meals in the refrigerator until you're ready to use them, or are they frozen, or how does that work?
You keep them in your refrigerator.
Okay. So it's still fresh ingredients.
Yep.
Okay. Now, so, and are you pleased with the service so far? And is the cost reasonable in your opinion?
Expect it to be about a cost, maybe about halfway between going out and doing home cooking and going out to eat at like your basic restaurant, like Denny's or Sherry's or Applebee's or something like that. So like kind of halfway between the prices of those. And the portions, I mean, they're adequate. Yeah. I would say I get enough for maybe a light dinner and a lunch for myself.
Okay. Well, so you would feel okay recommending it?
Oh, it's worth a shot. See how it works for you. And they do have a good welcome offer, which gets, you know, a pretty good, generous discount. But do keep in mind that once that offer is done, it's going to go quiet up in the price.
All right. Well, all right. See, sometimes you learn stuff here that you never expected to learn. Now we know about HelloFresh. So thank you for that. I've been kind of curious as to how that works and if it's it's as good as they always show it, you know, when you see the commercials. Of course, it looks really good and easy.
I can send you some of the pictures of the things that I've made and from there.
Oh,
and they were quite tasty. I was very happy with how they tasted, and it tasted like good home cooking.
All right. Excellent. All right. That's good. So today it is the first Sunday of February, and the first Sunday of the month is always, hi, hummies. My hums are here. All right. First Sunday of the month, it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. We'll check in with all our regulars. We'll talk with Meow Cat Rescue this hour, Help Animals India next hour. Then we will have Beth and Merritt Clifton. And oh, we got chicken updates. And Henry and Arabella. Oh, you got to hear about the chickens. They're being spoiled. And so it makes Aunt Martha happy. And we will find out. We get some current updates. We're going to get from Merritt and Beth. We'll have updates on the bird flu for us and the animals and fire recovery down south. And then with all the stuff that's going on, do you need a way to kind of stay in balance and calm down a little bit? Well, how about meditation? The best way I know, and that will be our subject because the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, Robin's going to join us at 11:30, and she's starting a meditation class this week. So if you need help calming down and dealing with all the stuff going on, meditation is a great thing to add to your daily protocol. So we'll cover those bases. So hopefully we'll inform you on everything you need to be informed on throughout the show. I think it is time we better take care of our advertisers and stay on schedule. Then we will officially start the show, do our prayers and affirmations, and then it'll be time to start Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday and talk with Meow. So stay right where you are. Listen, pay attention, support our advertisers. It's the most important part of the show. And we'll come back and officially get started with our prayers and affirmations. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio for the heart and soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, gosh, Nathan just texted me pictures of all this food he's been making. That, you know, that's really not fair, Nathan. We got a three-hour show to do, and I can't go eat, so now you're sending me pictures of all of this. And I'm not a morning person, so I haven't eaten anything. But so now I've got all these wonderful pictures of these great meals he's been cooking. Well, all right. Well, that looks really great. So anyway, Nathan says HelloFresh is worth trying if you're interested in that sort of thing. All righty. So let's see. We heard from Dr. Nils Rasmussen, Healing Ministry for Animals. He and Linda will be in on the show with us next week. It'll be our healing show. In the meantime, you can check him out. He works mostly with animals, but does humans too. And you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation if you'd like to chat with him about your animal friend. So just go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link and tell him you'd like to talk to him, and he'll arrange a phone call to join his private membership group. It's only $10 to join, and then you get to come to all the workshops and seminars he does on Zoom for free. And you also then get to benefit from his monthly newsletter, which comes out the first Sunday of every month. And yes, it was in my inbox early this morning, but I haven't had a chance to read it yet. If you're a part of the group, then it should be in your inbox too. If you're not, you can get on the website healingministryforanimals.com and get signed up. All righty. And then if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, would love to have you come join our Animal World family of advertisers. Just send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. I've got to catch us up here so we can get started and find out what's going on. And maybe there's snow in Kirkland and how Meow Cat Rescue is doing. But we first got to officially start the show, which if you haven't been here for this, we do this by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis, with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, you know, because it's Sunday and I can. And then we have a pile of affirmations that have been chosen for their life transforming properties. And we do all of that. And whether or not you participate, say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, completely up to you. It's not like dancing and spreading the light around at 10 and 11. Dancing's required. But here, you can opt in and out, in or out. All righty, here we go. We are going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right. Now for us human animals, a little longer one, the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Whew. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty then. Now we got our pile of affirmations, all contributed by a member of our animal world family here or around the world. The first one comes from my spiritual family, so it's my contribution here. An assignment to me years ago was, you know, do this three times a day. Say this three times a day for a week, see what happens. Well, changed my life. Still do it every day. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Alrighty then. The next affirmation comes from one of our neuroenergetic balancers, best practitioners, Linda Rasmussen. And next week, if you're tuned in, you'll find out when she works with one of you human animals. She gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this affirmation came from. And so many of you tried it, and it was so powerful and life-altering. You all told me about it. I started using it. Shifted things for me, too. And again, still a daily practice for me. Here we go. And when I say abundance, in your mind, as you're saying this, imagine the kind of abundance that you want to attract into your life at this point. Three times. Here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty then. This third one comes again from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, but the Italian division. And this is the one I use to keep myself, my animal friends, in the right energy, and what I use when I'm going out into the world. It's really a great one. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Alrighty, then this next one comes from Natasha Venter, our, you know, medium, communicator, psychic gal. And this is the one that I use it to keep myself and my animals. I do this for my animals as well, to keep us in us good alignment as we can for the crazy energies going on right now. Here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then last long information affirmation to conclude is from Ananda and their Warrior of Light affirmation. And oh man, this is so important. There's so much stuff going on, and we need God's light and love all over the country, all over the world. So help me send it now. Three times. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty, that concludes all of our affirmations. And now to seal this and set it in for the day and the week, this is Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. Just cross your hands over your heart and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Ah, woof. I always feel like we're done when we do that. Get the energy going. All righty. But it means we're just beginning. And so it is time to kick off for February, Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. That means we're headed to Kirkland and Meow Cat Rescue. Marilyn Hendrickson is here. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
And how are you down south there? You got any visible snow coming down?
Yeah, it's snowing pretty good right now, and it's starting to stick. So.
Oh, it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. I've only had visible rain, and I was feeling gypped. But the roofs are all white now in the Factoria area around the studio, and I can now announce, everybody, I can see snowflakes. So it's starting here at my house finally. And so my inner kid is excited. It's like, okay, cancel the snow. Let's go cancel the show. Let's go play in the snow. But it's not quite that kind of snow yet. And Nathan, when he showed me I got to see the camera down in Bellevue, the flakes were really huge. And if I remember correctly, that means that the air is pretty warm. You get the larger flakes. I've got the teeny tiny little things coming down, but visibly. So that must mean my air is much colder. So anyway,
wow. In the meantime, I actually just turned to our visible rain we were just talking about earlier.
Right. Okay. I'm looking at, so down in Factoria, visible rain. So the snow's kind of stopped. In Kirkland, that's where you are, right, Marilyn?
South Bothell, actually.
South Bothell. And it's snowing like crazy where you are?
Well, you know, it changes every couple minutes. Right now, it's just like
it's that kind of time.
I think that's what it's going to be, everybody. Today and tomorrow, I guess, hit and miss depending on where you are. But it's not going to last for long. It's going to snow only for hit and miss for a day or so, and then it just gets really, really cold. And I'm back to interrupted sleep nights because I got to get up at first dawn to put out the hummingbird feeders. Anyway, Marilyn, how is Meow Cat Rescue? And fill us in on, for anybody that hasn't heard, what is Meow Cat Rescue?
Meow Cat Rescue is a nonprofit 501c3 animal shelter, and we are located in Kirkland. And we are going to celebrate our 28th year in a couple of weeks here.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's significant to us here on Animal World, or at least to me. Nobody else from the time is left with me. But, Marilyn, I don't think you were quite involved yet. But Animal World, at that time, 28 years ago, we were kind of the hot thing in town on the weekend and the biggest animal show around, and we launched the grand opening of Meow. And I had a partner on the air, Dave Young, if any of you regulars that have been around for so long, he and I did a live broadcast at Meow. It originally, where the name came from, started on Mercer Island out of a pet store. And that's where we were for the original open house live broadcast. And gosh, it was a great time. And I think, Marilyn, that Meow, those letters stood for, Mercer Island and East Siders Orphans and Waifs, something like that. Am I close to what it?
Yeah. Bingo, you got it.
All right. So that's where Meow, the name came from, and we were there. So if you think we're old and moldy, we are. Okay. Excuse me. Just to confirm that, I'll cough a little bit. I've had allergies kicking up, and I'm not sure why. But anyway, 28 years. So that means, Marilyn, we got to be on the air probably about 30 years now. Holy moly. But anyway, you've done a lot in 30 years and no longer on Mercer Island in Kirkland, and have a full facility all to yourselves. And that's in the Houghton Plaza area of Kirkland. And even though the name can be just a tad deceiving, because you aren't just about cats, you do have some dogs as well, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our shelter isn't big enough for dogs, so our dogs and puppies are all in foster care. And at the shelter, we just have cats and kittens, and we have cats and kittens in foster homes, too. But yes, there are dogs. I'm not sure how many at the moment. We adopted our dog that way. So
yeah, you have that cute Shiba Inu, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
Yep. You've posted a lot of really cute pictures of her. Mm-hmm. It looks like you guys have a lot of fun together.
Yeah.
Anyway, so cats and kittens only in the shelter. Dogs are in foster care. And there's usually not a ton of them, but there's some. And you can at any time go to the Meow Cat Rescue website. And I think it's just simple, meowcatrescue.org. And then, do I have this right, Marilyn? You click on available cats and kittens or available dogs, and then you can see who's available, right?
Yeah, and that we update that daily, so we try to keep it as accurate as possible.
Great. Meows. Well, you're open now, what, 4 days a week? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Thursday through Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m.
Hey, well, did you hear that? She said Sunday. So you could have a new cat friend today if you go on down after. You don't even have to miss the show, because it's from 1 to 5 p.m. Meow will be open. And you do have cats and kittens. And I think we've established the last few times we've talked, Marilyn, that there's really no kitten season anymore. It's just like kitten season all the time. And I think last month when we talked, I think you told us you were kind of up to your eyeballs in kittens and stuff, huh?
And we still are.
You still are. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we are. It didn't end this year. It didn't at all. It just keeps right on going and going and going. So,
gosh, you know, one would think, with all of the shelters and rescues out there all over the place, and the incredible emphasis on spaying and neutering. And I was just trying to talking to my client yesterday when I was doing a session, and somehow the subject came up. But, you know, I don't even think you can get a dog or cat or puppy or kitten from a shelter these days until it's spayed and neutered. But if that's the case, Marilyn, how come the problem and the overpopulation and all, how come it's getting worse and not better?
I don't know. I don't know why this year in particular we've run into quite a few hoarding situations.
Oh.
I know one house had 60 plus cats and kittens.
Wow.
We had another that had 40. And it just, that just brings us to our knees when we encounter a hoarding situation, because that is all inclusive and exhausting. And and I don't know why, but there's been a lot of abandonment. So we've gotten some abandoned cats and kittens, or mama cats who have just had babies, and some really awful situations that I don't think I will tell you about on air, but...
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, it continues, hasn't stopped this year, and you are constantly bringing kittens into the shelter when they're ready for adoption. Because if I understand it correctly, you correct me if I'm wrong, if you have pregnant moms or litters, young kittens, they stay in foster care. Where they get, you know, wonderful socialization and care and grow up, and they stay in foster care, isn't it, until they're old enough or way enough to be spayed or neutered? And then they come into the shelter for adoption. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah.
So you're posting. So usually, I think, what did you say, that most kittens would be able to have their surgery and be available for adoption? 4 months, 5 months? Was that the earliest that you say they're usually available?
No, it's 3 months.
Three months. That's okay. Yeah, 3 months was in my mind.
Yeah, that would be the youngest. I know sometimes people come in and they want a little tiny kitten, and we don't have those because they would not be spayed or neutered yet.
Right, and you know what I found, I used to feel that way, that, oh, I want you know, a really young kitten. But, you know, then all you really know is what they look like. You don't really know who they're going to be and their personalities and all of that. And there's something to be said for their social ability to stay with their litter and litter mates and stuff for a while. And I have learned over the years that it really is much better to get a slightly older kitten, because then you can make a better choice, especially if you, like, you know, you want a really snuggle bug, or you want a real independent model, and that sort of thing, that you'll know them better at that stage. And they've had good education, you know, in their fostering. So they come, and that's the nice thing about kittens. They usually always already know how to use the litter box and all that sort of stuff. But I would imagine that you've been bringing in, you know, kittens pretty constantly. So have you got a good choice of kittens available right now?
We do. We have a nice choice. We adopted out quite a few yesterday. And I know tomorrow we're taking a group up to Everett Animal Shelter for spay-neuter surgeries.
Oh, okay, and then they'll all be ready. All right, I'm looking at the clock, and I forgot that we've got another set of advertisers we've got to take care of. So let's do that real quick so we don't miss it. And then we'll come back with Marilyn. And Marilyn, you can tell us if there's – I don't have anything on current events, so I don't know if there's anything we need to talk about, any events or something coming up. But then maybe you know can tell us about some cute kitties or special kitties that need homes. But we're going to take care of our advertisers. So everybody stay right where you are, because then we'll finish up with Marilyn. So Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue, more coming straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of our Groundhog Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can learn all about them on their website, newprosupplements.com. If you can't find them in local stores, everything's available on Amazon, so check them out. And our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available to work with you. The Whispering Dragon Center and the Healing Room, the Gong Room, oh, incredible place, is now in her home in Shoreline. So easy access, easy parking. She has openings for new clients. She's teaching a class this weekend, you can certainly call and leave her a message. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can leave her a message at 206-706-2836. All righty. We are back in the middle of a conversation with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue. And gosh, Marilyn, anything coming up at Meow that we need to know about?
Well, we've set a preliminary date for our auction, and it looks like it's going to be June 21st.
June 20. Hell, that's the day after my birthday.
I think
that's a good day.
That is a good day.
And that, so that, now is that the fine wines and felines?
Yes, it is.
So and that's auction and dinner.
It's auction and dinner.
Well, so mark your calendar, folks, and that if the date's been picked, June 21st, you know, details will come out sooner or later and we'll get them posted. But so mark your calendars now. It's a great event. And, so what, I had a, oops, have you heard that? Ooh, it's because I turned my head and looked out the window, and man, oh man, is it snowing. And it is sticking. So my trees are getting covered, my driveway's covered, my patio's covered. It's, you know, my primadalis are starting to turn white, but I've got a wall of snow out there, and it's teeny tiny flakes. So it must be cold above us.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool. All right, Nathan, you just might have to lasso me and tie me to my chair, because the kid part of me wants to just get up and run outside and Zoom with Robbie.
Don't worry, we're almost at the top of the hour, and once we get to the love train, you can go dance around in the snow.
Okay. Well, then you'd have to do the rest of the show, because I think you'd lose me. So I think I better stay inside until after the show. But there could be more show today. So anyway, but Marilyn, so we got any cool cats or kittens that you want to highlight and let us know so people could come down and check them out?
Oh, boy, we do. I don't even know where to begin.
You have so many, huh?
We have so many, and they're all lovely, lovely cats and kittens.
All right, so what you can do, folks, if you want to check out ahead of time to see, you can go to meowcatrescue.org, click on available cats and kittens, see what's there, and you can do that ahead of time, so then you can get on down there between 1 and 5 p.m. this afternoon and adopt your new kitty friends. And I think when people adopt kittens, Marilyn, I think, don't you encourage them to adopt a pair of kittens, rather than just individuals?
Yeah, we do. We definitely do. And we've had so many people that have come in only wanting one, and they end up adopting two, and we hear back from them saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. That was the best decision we could have made. So it's really the healthiest thing, because kittens need kittens.
Well, they do, and they need lots of reckless abandon type fun and aerobic exercise, you know, and you get two of them, they can blow off a lot of steam together. And
yeah.
And you've not seen anything cuter than a pretzel pile of kittens. All right. Well, my goodness, it is snowing like crazy. Woohoo. Mm-hmm. All righty. So I will try to stay focused for the rest of the show. I don't think it's going to be too hard to get around and travel today. I don't think there are any travel warnings are going on, Nathan, are there? So people ought to be able to drive to Meow today in the weather?
Yeah, just fine going up in north and south here. I will say, well, actually, you don't need to worry about it at this time of day. But yesterday, I wanted to actually point out that when I was on 405, is in between one of those sunny and rainy or snowy things, and I was nearly blind on 405 going southbound, and
really?
It was scary because everything in front of me was just a big bright reflection or light. So be very careful if it's sunny outside in between rain and snow breaks, and
because the glare can
and
be
the sun is at getting close to the horizon.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and if you're coming out my direction, I would imagine the passes are pretty messed up at the moment. Because if I'm getting this kind of snow here, I think they're getting 2-3 feet or more snow on the passes. Anyway, Marilyn, I am so glad we had a chance to catch up here, and you're safe with snow coming down in Bothell, and everything's going okay down in the Bellevue area. We know that there's probably snow in Kirkland too, but it doesn't look like it's going to be so severe that you won't be able to travel to the shelter if you want to check out some kitties. But get online first, meowcatrescue.org. Check on available cats and kittens, and you'll see who's there. And Marilyn, as soon as you guys have details about the fine wines and felines, send it to me so we can get it up on current events. And we will look forward to catching up again with you first Sunday of March.
Okay, looking forward to it.
All righty. Yeah, stay warm and dry, but if your kid is like my kid, I've got to go out in the snow at some point. Now, does your Sheba girl, does she like the snow?
Yes, she loves the snow.
All right, so you're gonna take her out for play in the snow at some time today?
Yeah, probably as soon as I'm done with this phone call.
All right, well, you think of me while you're out there, because I'm going to be behind the microphone. I can't go out in the snow till noon. So,
okay.
All righty, so you have a great time, and I will look forward to talking to you again next month.
Okay, we'll talk to you then.
All right, God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Whoa, all right. Well, as you can tell, I am just totally distracted. I haven't seen snow like that. I don't know, when's the last time? I think we got snow last winter, did we, Nathan? I don't think we got anything really significant last year,
I think
year,
it was kind of like what we're seeing right now is what happened last year.
It just feels like it's been a really, really long time since I've seen snow.
It's just amazing because when you look outside, you think it's going to be a lot more than it is actually going to end up being, because there's pretty big flakes falling in quite heavily amounts, but then it goes away and it doesn't just get enough time to stick around too long to build up on the ground.
All right, well, so far here, I mean, it's coming down, there's a lot of snow coming down and it's really small flakes, but my driveway is covered, patio's covered, patio table, and trees are all starting to turn white, and my grass is starting. There's enough that it's starting to cover the grass. So, I'm really getting some good snow. I got way more than you. Oh, you don't even have any going on down there.
Well, right before Marilyn hung up, it was coming down pretty well, but then it turned into that visible rain again, which we've been talking about, where there's just enough snow mixed into the rain. Not enough to call it a rain and snow.